What price freedom? To be honest with you, this is probably the most difficult question you could ever ask me. If asked what constitutes freedom, I could have told you without much effort whatsoever. However, you ask not what constitutes freedom, but what price freedom. I'm a 17-year-old, middle-class, Christian Caucasian who lives in America. I have never known the oppressions of war, of poverty, of widespread religious persecution, of racism, of governmental injustice. Never has my personal freedom been challenged as an American citizen. Frankly, I've always taken the freedoms of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for granted. I'd never stopped to truly consider the cost of such freedom. In preparation for this essay, I thought about turning straight to the encyclopedias like I have done for hundreds of essays I have written thus far in my 12-year curricular career. But I decided against that. The concept of freedom is one of human perception and experience. Somehow it seemed wrong to go to the books for something like that. Instead, I turned to my family, specifically my father and brother, each having devoted at least 8 years of his life to the preservation of American liberties through the military. I first talked to my father, a man who served in the Navy in the 1970s. When I asked of the price of freedom, my dad focused on the history of freedom and the wars that took place to obtain such a luxury. He went through each of the American wars, and together we found that each was concerned in some way with the conservation of freedom. The Revolutionary War, fought for the freedom to govern ourselves under our own Constitution, complete with a Bill of Rights. The War of 1812, fought to withstand the reclamation of the freedoms we had obtained in the Revolutionary War. The Civil War, fought so that everyone could taste the fruits of freedom, regardless of color. Both World Wars, fought so that the free enterprise system would continue throughout the world without the oppressive regulations of harsh dictatorship. I began to see that every soldier that died in the wars of America fought so that I personally may hold the gift of freedom. 25 years ago, my father traveled the world on a naval ship and saw people in foreign countries who were sleeping on dirt floors, and children who dived in filthy water for nearly worthless coins. Those people experienced poverty and governmental injustice and the oppressions of war on a daily basis. My father wanted more for his children, and he was willing to pay for it. My own father was ready to fight for me before I was even conceived, so that our generation could savor the hope of a future filled with choices. I thank God that my father was not harmed in his service in the U.S. military, but I grieve for those countless soldiers that were. What? Price freedom? How do you put a price on a single soldier's sweat? On his tears? On his life? How can you even comprehend the value of a million of those soldiers who died? I asked my brother, who had just gotten out of the Air Force, what he believed to be the price of freedom. He didn't say anything. He just went to his room and brought me the following poem by Charles Province that he had been given upon leaving the military. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves under the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. I have been given the gift of freedom. It is a gift in that I have done nothing to earn it. And only now have I fully realized the worth of such a gift. May I never again take this precious gift of freedom for granted.